Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and author of the book 15 Steps to Lasting Happiness. I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns, and I'm really glad to be back. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I decided to come back and continue episodes, some of the things that I've done since I've been gone, and where I'm at with life and my connection to myself, the universe, and to you. You know, today I wanted to talk about that, but also aligning with your true self in 2024, because that's where I feel I'm at. I feel that something is aligning and has aligned, and I feel ready to move forward in the next part of my life. I think that we can all probably recognize this, that we live life and we have our ups and downs, good days, bad days. Sometimes we're really focused and know where we're at, which direction we're heading, what we're doing, why we're going that way. And other times we're at a crossroads. And that crossroads can take a long time to realize which direction we should go. Whenever I've hit a crossroads, I think actually way back when I was younger, when I used to hit a crossroads, I didn't really know it was a crossroads, and I used to kind of feel a bit of fear, a bit of panic, and try and force myself in a direction I thought I should go. As I got older, I realized that I was at a crossroads, and then started to worry about how long was I going to be here and how long would it take for me to move forwards. But what is interesting about this new place that I'm at is when I recognize I'm at a crossroads now, I can embrace it and be patient and wait, because I know that time will pass, and during the time passing, a process will take place where I really find within, or something is spoken to me within that helps me move forward in the direction that's right for my soul. But it might take time. It might take a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years. But that's okay, because there's no rush. Sometimes we have to cultivate ourselves, our soul. We're growing. We're nurturing what's there. So it's been very interesting, because I've actually just finished writing a book. And the book is called The Art of Life Performance Unlocked, because as many of you know, I'm not only a podcast host and a singer, songwriter, and music producer under the name Lazy Hammock. I'm also a performance coach for musicians. And a lot of my work over the last 10 years, in fact, most of my work over the last 10 years, has been working holistically with musicians, getting them to understand who they are as a person, what they can bring to the stage as the person behind the performer, and how getting to know that person, working on their mindset and their confidence and their well-being and their technical performance skills as well, how that can transform them as performers and in turn transform their performances. So I've finished writing the book. I'm just currently, just had it proofread, and I'm currently just kind of going over the edits. So it will be out, you know, in the next couple of months, hopefully. I'm really excited about that because I've put my heart and soul into that. 30 years of coaching musicians and also being an artist myself, bringing that real world experience into what I've written and putting everything down for performers so they don't have as many struggles as I had when I started performing on stage. And so that's been an incredible journey. It did burn me out at the end of last year. I was burnt out and I'm sort of only just getting myself back together because although I'd been kind of on off writing the book for years, you know, just writing a bit here, writing a bit there, I kind of just made a pact with myself to just finish it. So I did. So that's one of the things I've been doing. I've also been working with more artists on another project and delivering coaching programs through my own company, Stage Ready Artists. And spending a little bit more time on social media, which, I've got to be honest, I battle with. I haven't recently spent any time there. But I try to do a bit of a push because although I've worked with thousands of artists over the years and people with my transformational coaching and life coaching, I've not, you know, done the whole big push the social media and get thousands and thousands of followers. Because probably I'm one of the old school who wasn't brought up with that. I was brought up without social media. And so kind of getting on board with it has been a bit of a task. You know, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook and all those things. But, you know, it's a never-ending struggle, I've got to say, actually, that side of it. It's not the side that I'm actually all right at doing it, but wanting to spend the time it takes to do it is a different story, but we can leave that to another day. So, you know, I've been doing many things, but one of the main things that I've been doing is contemplating, really thinking about what is my direction? Where am I right now? What is it that I want to say to the world? What is it that I want to give to the world? What is it that I want to leave as my legacy? What is that? Because it's really easy to move in a direction that you feel that this isn't really where I want to be going and moving towards, but it's like the tide is pulling me that way, but there's something there that doesn't feel quite right. And that's where I was. It did feel absolutely right. But when I got to this point, I just thought, okay. It's important for me to combine my spiritual self with my creative self, my spiritual work with my creative work, my self-development, working with people and their self-development, All these things are really important to be combined. And what was happening was I had something over there, another thing over there, another thing over there. And that's fine because I've always done a lot of different things and I quite like that, you know. It's like I still do my music and I still release music. And I, you know, if I want to write a song, I'll write a song. And if I want to release it, I release it. But I felt this part of me that was compartmentalized was the spiritual was there, the creative was there. Yes, it's all a part of me. And the way that I coach artists, it just comes from me and my soul and who I am as a person. But I felt that that whole music industry side of it, it was like, yeah, compartmentalized. And that's not the direction I want to go in. Although my inner self isn't compartmentalized, my work self was. And I want my inner self and my work self to just be as one. This is me. I'm a creative. I'm a spiritual creative. I work holistically with people. I love seeing people shine and develop into who they know they truly could be. And when that light goes on inside and you see that shift, it's the most incredible thing. I've been told that my work has healed people in many ways and has been life-changing for some. These are the comments that I've had from people. I feel very connected to energy because we are all connected by energy, through energy. Everything is energy, as you know. And I use that in my work in terms of how I am as a person and how I connect with people. But I want it to be more of my work. I want my work to come from, even though it is from that place, but to be known that it's coming from the place of energy and healing and supporting holistically. And that is the direction that I feel I'm aligning with, that I'm being honest about, that I'm saying this is who I am, this is how I want to be, and this is how I'm going to move forward. I don't know exactly how, but I've got some good ideas, and I've been meditating, and I've been contemplating, and I've been thinking, and I've been feeling, and lots of things have come up for me. So I have a kind of loose plan, and I'm okay to keep it loose. Sometimes when I think we have a really watertight plan, very often water seeps in. I can look back to when I was a lot younger and the way I thought my life would go. Honestly, it went completely upside down and tipped over and all the water came in. And I'm aware that change can happen at any time, that things happen, and so I'm open. But I have a loose idea of the direction I want to go. And I'm talking to you about this because many of you might feel this. You might feel that sometimes you're pulled in a direction that you're not sure that's the way you want to go. Or there's something in your heart that you feel is you that you want to express, but you find it hard to express. You don't know how to express, or you don't know if you will be accepted as someone who expresses those things. Or you feel that you're seen as in a certain way, and if you show someone another way, they might not accept that way. But it doesn't matter. You are who you are. You are here to express what is right for you. You are here to walk the path that you need or want to walk. So I want to encourage all of you this year. It's a very late New Year message because it's in February now. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't actually matter when you hear this because the message is still the same. I want to encourage you to align with your true self. This is what's important. There are so many distractions. I mean, it's unbelievable how many distractions we have. When my son got to teenage years, I mean, he's in his early 30s now, but when he was a teenager, it was like, oh, great, I don't have to get up really early on the Saturday and do this, that and everything else. I can actually chill out in bed and read a book. I used to love just lying and reading a few chapters of a book. Now I find it hard to sit and concentrate on a few chapters of a book because I'm distracted. I'm thinking of picking up my tablet or my phone. I never thought that I would be like that. I don't know who I think I am, like some special person or something. But I can't believe that I'm at that point where my attention span is getting shorter and shorter. And so I'm trying to commit more to meditation and mindfulness to lengthen my attention span. And not only for that reason, I must say. That is one of the reasons. But committing to some more meditation to ground me, to bring me back to the present, to my beingness, rather than my doingness, and keeping me still, holding me in place where I need to be, often just held. So I'm really happy to be back. I forgot to say actually that I did start another podcast called The Performer Lounge for performers. I did 4 episodes and they're currently still up actually, but they won't be up forever. I'm not going to keep them up, I don't think, because I was going to go completely in that direction. But then I came back to this and I'm like, no, this is the podcast I want to continue, because this is the podcast where I feel that I can truly be me. I'm able to have a flow of consciousness and say and talk about what it is that I need to talk about or that I want to talk about. I don't want to script. Yes, I have a topic, but I want to free flow. I'm a free flower. If anyone knows me musically, although, yes, of course, I have my songs that I've written and I perform those and done shows and whatever. But sometimes when I'm at my best, it's when I just hear a piece of music and I feel it and I get on the mic and I just perform and I make it up as I go along because I feel it. And that's what I want between me and you. I want raw feeling, truth. This is it. This is me with you. And I just love what the Singing Buddha podcast enables me to do and enables me to be and be able to connect with you in the way that I want to. So again, I will say, I'm encouraging you to align with your true self. Do that thing. Connect with that place that makes you feel a spark, that makes you feel, yeah, that's it. That's what I want to do. You don't have to push it away anymore. You don't have to ignore it. You don't even have to have people agreeing with you and saying that it's the right thing. Don't ask for validation. Because when we seek validation, we often don't get it. We get the opposite. No one has to validate your life except you. So I hope that in some way this has connected with you so you can embrace the next part of your life and move forward with your truth. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe, like or follow. And I'll see you in the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can donate on my website. It will be gratefully received. For upcoming courses and retreats, sign up to my mailing list at lucyburns.com. If you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find it on all major streaming or download sites under my artist name, Lazy Hammock. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com.
You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.